This is a Foo Bar Radio podcast.
Mice Diggy and Sarah Love on Foo Bar Radio.
Actions tell me more, hollow words I've heard before. And to yourself maintain, be true. Let your intentions shine on through. I can see you calling from the crowd, but the music's far too loud. I know you're trying to tell me something, but you don't have to say your word. On your mind for another place and time. Don't you promise me the earth? I'll put a price on all I'm worth. I've heard every word a thousand times, but if it's not from deep inside, then it really don't mean nothing. 'Cause you don't have to say your word.
Grilling, man up, knocking down what I spent my whole life feeling. And we can fight or I can treat every question as rhetoric, yo. And if it's peace, yeah, I'm on it. These gestures ain't symbolic, though. Stressing out my wallet, I can't buy your love. There's the door, so goodbye, my love. Take some time, though, this heart don't be right without you. These songs don't seem right without you. Not scared to tell this whole world what love is. I guess we never held hands in public. Don't sell pills for love sick. Your friends don't like me, so replying to my text ain't likely. I sent 10 more. Confused force of a man broken down to what's left of him. Space is the answer, the silence is deafening. I got one word and a thousand force, and you ain't gotta say nothing. So allowed to talk, it's like
you don't
have to say your word. No, you don't
have to say your word.
Finally, the best drop ever. You have never heard a drop like this drop. This is a world premiere,
Yo, what's good? Sir William Brimstone up in here, Jest, with the family. Foo Bar Radio, Mice Diggy, DJ Sarah Love. It's the hip hop show. Keep it locked in. Peace.
You know what to do. That last cut, Children of Zeus, Don't Say a Word. That's taken from their brand new self-produced EP from Connie Conn and Tyler Daly. It's a 6-track limited vinyl available for that, and a 12-track digital as well. It's out on First Word Records. This Friday, the 4th of October, they're going to be live at Brixton Hootenannies, and they're on tour with Jest all week. Ooh. And we might be talking to the guys later as well, so you know you need to keep it locked right here to the hip hop show with myself, Sarah Love,
and myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Was tired, but I got excited when I found out it was a Monday, bitches and bitches.
It's the reversal. And before we go any further, we have to say a big thank you to our homeboy, Ian Boldsworth, who I accidentally called Ray Winstone.
So now his name is not Ray Winstone.
Not Ray Winstone, but Ian Boldsworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on Foo Bar. And you can listen back to that. And all of the Foo Bar shows are all catalogued up there on the website. Last week on this show, it was another jam-packed one. We were joined by DMC champ Mr. Switch. That was cool, chatting geeky stuff with him. And we also caught up with Jest from the Campaign Against the Arms Trade. And we had big toast and content, not content, on the open mic.
Content,
yeah,
right.
Seriously, that's been tripping me up. So if you missed any of that cool stuff, hit up the website, foobarradio.com/shows/hiphop. And today, we're being ambushed.
Yep, it's the takeover, mother lovers. We told you, we warned you lot, man.
Mm.
So you better be prepared. We got the brother Verb T and Pitch 92 coming in to celebrate the release of their LP, Good Evening.
Yes.
Out this Friday.
Yes.
On High Focus Records. Where's the... You got to press that button.
Sorry. Anyway,
with my hands, you know, I've got a bit of calluses from doing the amount of clapping that I do.
Too much clapping.
And it, also, a lonely clapper, you know, it just doesn't really work. Clapper. It sounds a bit... Dum,
dum, dum, yeah, it dum. Sounds more fitting without...
Yeah. Yeah, just alone. The Lonely Clapper. You know what I mean? Shout outs to the Lonely Clappers out there. We know who you are. Do you know what I mean?
We got love for you too.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, Verb T and Pitch 92, they're going to be taking over the show with us today and giving us all the latest and exclusives and good things like that. Plus, we're going to be speaking to Children of Zeus later as well. We got the investigation as usual and open mic business as always and brand new music for you as well. We want to shout you guys out though. So hit us up on FUBAR. Radio on the Twitter. Mice is looking very unimpressed that he's been given the wrong teacup. Yeah, because you see
enzymes from
the enzymes. No, and email us hiphop@foodbarradio.com as well. We love hearing from you guys.
Yes, we do.
But I think we need to hear some more from that Rhapsody album.
Oh yeah, what we got?
Yeah, so this is another track. Last week we played you the cut produced with Ninth Wonder featuring
Kendrick Lamar.
And this is another one that really tickled me fancy.
And I remember we were a bit worried whether she sounded like Kendrick on the whole album or not. There are people that have hit me back and said, nah, it's not like that, Mice. You need to take some time out and really, you know, dig deep. So let's find out on this track right here.
You gon' make a nigga pull up on you. You gon' make my niggas pull up on you. You gon' make my niggas pull up on you. Boys on the block, told boys on the spot. You got a shot, youngin', you ain't gotta get shot. Dangerous to measure a man by the size of his cock. Told to measure a king by the size of his flock. Who your leader? Where y'all going? My army big enough to carry your bow and ride off to the locks. Hair braided, twisted, wind blowing through my knots. Ninth G Jones, crisis amp, cash nuts. Mama got soul food cooking in the pot. You in a great situation, you should look into a plot. Dirt on my name, boy, I'm way too smart. Chest full of pride, don't mean none without heart. One life to live, so you gotta make a mark. West Side told me one thing, don't never rock with marks. I only rock with Mark, that's my little brother. That's the big homie, daddy said always keep a G on. I got the dagger back, that thing still sharp. I really play the game, y'all commentate behind doors. Don't ever say my name, cause it might end yours. I never been lazy, but I seen a plenty forest. Whitaker, the wit of her. Good Lord, ain't got keys like Cali, but I still open doors. A few in my crew flew the coop. Today I fly the coop, I probably get whoop, whoop. Speeding through the laney, what we call high schooling. Painted like Delaney, we see in color too. Synesthetic, know everybody won't get it. I'm patient though, no wonder they regret it when I ooh. Pull up in the coupe. When the chrome coming, it's coming in June. When the chrome coming, it's coming in June. June. And now they like ooh, ooh. When I pull up in the coupe. When the chrome coming, it's coming in June. When the chrome coming, it's coming in June. Ooh, ooh. Pull up on. Nah, hold, pull back. Don't show all your cards, they ain't worth that. Why? Spinning on my mind, have faith, new outfit. Trips around the world with homies, we offline. Everything that they say ain't gospel, ain't lie. Boys always talk, don't cry, but need to cry. Talk to respect the driver more than I do the ride. Ride with me, homie. Ain't nothing to hold a wheel. I was hungry, you looked out. You always got me a meal. Working on my glow up, asking if I got meals. I got family, I got stress, got success and bills. Good God, 20 inches on the axle. We copping classic old things in the hill like Axel. Lines better than all rappers aligned if they ask you. Got a shotgun sitting ask you on the straight and narrow. Called mama, told her about my summer rain, she thought about Carl Thomas. No, 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 I'm more like Giannis. Must be real to get these honors, that's why they put G's on us. I'm real. Represent.
Where you from?
Snow Hill.
Where you chasing all summer, pocket muscle real. Keep it real, baby, I'm real. Represent, where you from? When you gon' pull up with that chrome on your wheels? Chicken chasing all summer, pocket muscle real. Keep it real, baby, I'm real.
Yo, yo, what up, though? It's your boy Guilty Simpson sending a shout out to Sarah Love, Mice Diggy, and the Fubar Radio Show. Make sure you support that. If you don't, you're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You're stupid.
How are you liking that track?
I need to think deep because obviously it can be that. It can be just the slight, like, oh, yo, I'm on the track with so and so. How would they? And then you end up kind of flowing a bit like that. But that sounded more like her, so I believe it now. I need to hear more. We're going to hear some more of that for sure.
I think it's a well put together album. And then I guess also if people are writing in the studio together as well, do you know what I mean? That can influence like how everyone ends up sounding a bit the same and stuff. But that was Rhapsody. Chrome is the name of that track. Like, ooh, produced by Crisis, Cash Don't Make Beats. New album, Layla's Wisdom. It's out now on Roc Nation. There's Kendrick Lamar on there. Production from Knots. Black Thought is on there. Busta Rhymes. And a whole load more of cats. So I think it's definitely one worth peeking.
Yes, for sure.
And, you know, for regular listeners to the show, you should know by now that we like to set things off with, like, a positive tone. It's just crazy seeing the news this morning. Like, all the stuff that... Did you see how it's been kicking off in Spain this weekend, Mice?
You know, I don't really turn the TV on because, you know, first of all, what I'd like to say is, you know, Netflix has got the best... I'm joking. what happened? Spanish, I heard there was something to do with the elections and they were talking about schools and that they were like, yo, we're going to protest... So they don't knock down the school, is it?
No. Oh, well, I don't know about that. But no, because for years, for like centuries, it's been like Catalan. There's different provinces of Spain and like Catalan, where like Barcelona is. They want independence from. Well, they're asking for a referendum on independence from the rest of Spain.
Yeah, they don't want to be classed as Spanish.
Well, I'm not sure because on polls done, it's showing that most people would vote to remain as part of Spain, but they just want to be given the vote to be allowed to vote. But the Spanish government are saying we're not going to allow that because imagine they're basically possibly going to take away a big chunk of Spain, which is like the most economically profitable part of the country.
Well, so most people go to Barcelona.
I think it's like the business district, tourism and stuff like that. So it's from an economic level, you know, this is a serious thing if Spain was to lose that part of the country. So this weekend, so people have been trying to hold a referendum and the government have been stopping this from happening. So this yesterday.
Well, it's Catalan Lives Matter.
Catalan Lives Matter, yeah. But no, yesterday, seeing how they sent in the national police and they're just dupping up old women and stuff like that. Stopping them from going in to vote. So people were
stopping
like,
them from going in to vote?
Yeah.
What?
Because the government are saying this is an illegal vote. But the Catalan government, so the regional government, are saying, no, we want to have this referendum.
And the weird thing is, if they've already, I mean, yeah, it's obviously just a test to see. This isn't like the real vote. But if they've gone and done it and then they've gone, look, you know, it's not like we want to leave, but we want to be given the option to leave. You know, it does seem a bit like, well, wait, if you guys don't want to leave, why all of a sudden, you know, now the Spanish side, you know, that are not of Catalan are sweating. So it's quite kind of obvious that whatever they, you know, this referendum, this like fake one they had to just, let's just see anyway. They're probably like, look, man, these people are trying to have us on.
Well, they're saying, you know, because it's saying, look, you've had something like 3 million people have turned out to vote. So if that's 3 million people who want to vote, they should be allowed in a democratic country to be able to at least have their voice heard, kind of thing. So there are even people inside Catalan who want to remain, you know, but they just want to, they're just saying, look, if this is a free country, we should be able to speak on this subject.
Spexit.
Yeah. Or, oh no, it would kind of be Barcelona exit. That's your department.
No, it's Spexit because it's Spain. They're trying to exit Spain.
Okay.
You know, oh no, yes, wait there.
It's confusing. It's been too much of a long week. It's not Kex in my brain. Kexit?
Nah.
No.
Well, I don't even try it because Brexit, that, when you first heard Brexit, you was like, Brexit. People were like, what? Are you really going to call that? That's like when they do Brangelina. Yeah, Brangelina and.
Blatantly, what's his name? Peckham.
Isn't that what they gave Posh Spice and Beckham? Peckham.
Oh, did they?
Nah, I just made it up because that's how we roll. Wasn't it?
Bosch.
Spice.
Bosch.
Anyway, regardless, sorry. Yeah, we're going to call it.
But no, it's just Kexit. Crazy when you. Sorry, my hawkers is Cadillac.
Yeah. No, but it's better than Caxit. You say Caxit in certain countries, man, they'll be putain. Yeah.
Caxit. So yeah, no, got Aggie, man, because people were just peacefully standing there in schools, because schools are the polling stations,
yeah,
to go and vote, and then it was like riot police coming, ragging people up, battering people, like police beating up firemen and stuff like this.
So these police,
yeah,
do they represent the rest of Spain that don't want the Catalan to kick it?
Well, I don't know what.
I'm going to throw that awkward ass name in as much as I can till it works. Because yeah, Brexit did that to me.
Yeah.
After about a week, I was saying Brexit as much as
you've
I hated
been
indoctrinated.
That shit.
Yeah, so kick it, mother.
Yeah. So no, I'm not sure if the rest of the
police. Yeah, why are the police beating them? If are they not allowed to vote at this time? Well, I don't understand.
No, so basically in Spain, you have regional governments. Mm. So there's like Tarragon, okay. Catalunya, like all these different parts.
So the regional government.
So they have their own government and own courts and own police and everything. Then you have the national government. So the nation of Spain, they sent in the national police to Barcelona to disrupt the referendum.
That's deep.
To make sure that they couldn't cast the vote. Because think, this is like threatening their sovereignty, yeah, their land, yeah, and everything. Yeah, the country's going to become smaller, weaker, if this goes ahead. And so now what you've got is the mayor or whoever it is of Catalan, who's like saying, yeah, this is this gives him a license to make Catalan independent from the rest of Spain.
Wow. See, they, you know, even you explaining it there, it's like, wow, they knew what they were doing. They knew, they were like, look, we plant this little seed here. They're going to get pissed off.
Yeah.
They're going to send the man them in. As soon as the man them in, look, the grannies, you lot are going to have to take a few beatings here and there. You lot, don't worry about it, though.
Really,
do you know what I mean? They're the martyrs of this shit.
They put them on the front
the granny,
line.
Yeah, the grannies are like, okay, fuck it. You know, like, look, I only got a few years left, but I might as well take a few licks. If it means that my grandchildren can have their independence. Bam.
Yeah.
Yeah? Did I break that down?
Basically, yeah.
No, that's
but then you see if
shit,
they
though.
Become independent, then they're not part of Europe. They need to go through the whole process of applying to be part of the European
Union.
They
don't care about being
stuff.
No part
but
of Europe.
But they're even saying that because they're like, well, Europe isn't standing up for our rights and speaking against the violence that the police perpetrated on us.
Yeah.
So screw them.
Wow, man, that's messy.
It's raggo. Seriously, when you
gangster,
see the
boy.
Proper, when you see the footage, people, women being draped by the police by their hair down the street.
Serious?
Yeah. It was like, it was more crazy than the London riots, man. It's nuts.
Boy.
But on a positive tip.
So who are we bigging up on that? Yeah, with the grannies. We got to big up the 86-year-old grannies.
Big up.
You know what I mean? Whatever. I don't even want to disrespect the grannies like that and say they got bruised up titties. But they more than likely did off of the back of that shit. And so they definitely need a big up.
They definitely took a few licks. But but we like to start the show off on, sorry about that. We like to start the show off on a positive tip, you know, because there is crazy stuff like that going on in the streets
in
Europe.
That's mad, man.
Yeah.
They sent the police to go, yo,
and then this
is, I don't care.
This has created an even bigger rift because think the Catalonian police, they were facing off with the national police.
Serious?
Yeah. Because they're under control of like the Catalonian.
Did it pop off between them? They didn't pop off.
Well, I saw footage of like them nose to nose kind of thing. Yeah. And then it's like,
fuck up my face or I kiss you.
Yeah. And then like the Catalonian police crying and stuff because they're given an order to go and clear these crowds. But this is like the people that they are standing with. And so it's all that. And so this has created more fracture between like that part of Spain and the rest of the country because they're saying, look, these the rest of the country don't care because they're ready just to beat us up and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's craziness like that going on in the world, shouts out to all my Puerto Rican friends out there because it's just, I've spent time in Puerto Rico and I got a lot of friends out there and it's just devastating to see.
I bet they thought you was Puerto Rican when you were there as well.
Enough people just walking on to me. That's how I learned Spanish. actually. Yeah. Was just bit people just chatting like, no. to me in Spanish, yeah, in Puerto Rico. But yeah, because I mean, it's just been nuts to see. Like Hurricane Maria devastated the entire island of Puerto Rico last week, sadly. And its 3.4 million residents have been left without power, and half of the island is without clean drinking water.
That's just above Catalonia. The population in Catalonia, you said yeah. 3 million, right?
Yeah. Well, wow. 3 million people voted. 3 million people voted. Oh, okay. So I think there's even more people than that. Yeah. But yeah, it's, and then the US, Puerto Rico is a US territory. So yeah. It's like a lot of people even call it the 52nd state of America.
So this is the only thing, because somebody mentioned that. I saw it online, somebody mentioned that. But then you see the Puerto Rican flag.
Yeah.
So how does that work? If it's part bandera. Of... Oh, is that, that ain't no Puerto Rican.
That
flag.
Is Puerto Rican. That's from Puerto Rico. Yeah, that was a gift from brown. A Puerto Rican.
That just got tanned as a motherlode.
And look, I'm wearing my Che Guevara bracelet in solidarity. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Careful.
Yeah,
careful.
I shouldn't have admitted that. Yeah, sorry. No, I'm wearing my Margaret Thatcher.
How does it work then that that's part? It's part of America, but they have their own flag?
Yeah, but then it's the same in Catalonia has its own flag. All the different provinces of Spain have their own flag. Sardinia has its own flag, even though that's part of
Italy.
The United Kingdom is made up of Wales. They got their own flag, Scotland, Ireland, isn't it?
Because there was a study where they were asking people in America, and they found out, like, you know, out of 100, only 20-something or 30-something people knew that Puerto Rico was part of America.
Crazy.
Yeah, and I was like, it's probably
Donald
because of
Trump
shit
don't
like that.
Know, I think. I think Donald Trump doesn't know. That's why he was mouthing off, because people, there's no electricity, no means of communication. Friends of mine in New York trying to contact their family in Puerto Rico, there's no way of getting in touch with anybody. Donald Trump hasn't done any up until like I think yesterday, he hadn't done anything. And he even said they want everything done for them. Talking about people in Puerto Rico when they were asking for help. And the terrible
thing
with...
Wow, that's how he was talking.
Yeah, because I think he doesn't even realize that Puerto Rico is part of America. So these are American citizens.
You can't be a president of America and not
know
that shit.
And wear a toupee like that. Come on now. Look how much he doesn't
know. When I saw his ice bucket challenge, I was like, boy, that shit looked like... But like you said, there is some super glue out there. Super is not the word.
Gorilla glue.
Yeah, this straight up gorilla glue.
But no, I mean, he was just mouthing off because people in Puerto Rico and the mayor of San Juan and stuff were appealing for help and saying, when are they going to send these relief efforts and stuff? And he was like, they just want everything done for them. There's no signs of Donald Trump being impeached, you know, like he ain't going anywhere. No, I mean, there's nothing at the moment. There's these Russian investigations going on. But I mean, there's no signs that he can actually be impeached. So as far as we can tell at the moment, we're just sitting tight until another election. And then it just made me kind of think.
I heard that him saying, who did he put down? I think he put down the people of Puerto Rico. No, didn't he say something about them other than they always? And then that apparently you're not allowed to say stuff like that if you're a governing body. So he could, there's reasons for him to get impeached, apparently.
Yeah, but come on, like, look how many other things have popped up in those last 9 months that he's managed to just sidestep. Yeah. So it's
someone's,
like, I'm not even
someone's
my
working
on
it,
that.
Though. Let's be real. Someone's working on that shit.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a massive movement. You mean working to impeach him or to hook him up? There's a massive movement to impeach him. But I think to be impeached, you have to be shown to have committed some kind of act of treason against the state.
Like, he kind of looks like a peach. Isn't that enough to impeach his ass?
I think they need to add that amendment to the Constitution or whatever, isn't it? It made me think, though, gosh, if we're stuck with Trump until the next election, like, who seriously could beat Trump in another election? Like, who can beat him?
Seriously?
On either side, whether that's another representative of the Republicans or someone from the Democrats. Who's going to beat him? Enter stage left, Pitbull.
I thought he was going to say Kanye, but Pitbull.
I think Kanye's lost it.
Yeah.
Pitbull. And, you know, I never thought on this show that I would be sending a...
Big up, big up!
This is for real.
To Pitbull.
Oh, because of Puerto Rico. Okay, go on. I get it.
36 years old Pitbull, yeah. And
he's... 36-year-old Pitbull. You hear that, ladies?
He's in Miami. He's from Miami originally. But he's sent a private jet to Puerto Rico to pick up cancer patients who are in need of chemotherapy. And he said, thank God we're blessed to help. and I'm just doing my part. And so he's like, I mean, it's a drop in the ocean in terms of like the millions that are going to be needed to help.
Like, I'm just waiting for the because it's like, okay, go on. So he flew in a plane to pick up cancer patients from Puerto Rico.
People in Puerto Rico are American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Up until like yesterday, 36 hours ago or something, Donald Trump hadn't sent any kind of relief effort to Puerto Rico.
Mm.
So then you had all these like high profile Puerto Ricans who were like,
Fat Joe.
Wagwan. Yeah.
And Fat Joe with Tidal. They sent a plane there.
And yes, exactly. And so another one was Pitbull and Congresswoman for Puerto Rico, Jennifer Gonzalez. She thanked Pitbull via Twitter. Aww.
What did she say?
And she said, thanks. And he's known for other charitable acts as well. A few years ago, he opened the Sports Leadership and Management Academy, a public charter school in Miami, and he's planning to open another one in Baltimore. And I think I'm getting the impression he's kind of doing this stuff to sort of counterbalance all the toxicity he's put into the atmosphere through his terrible music. Yeah, I mean, don't you know any of his great songs? Like,
yeah, the one that goes like, the one the beat goes like this.
660 million hits on YouTube. This terrible song. This is one of the worst songs that's come out.
This is the shit I listen to in the shower. I don't give a fuck what you lot
this
say.
This
is my guilty pleasure right here.
Every morning.
Or you lot watching X Factor. You know what I mean? What's the other one? Britain's Got Talent. I just listen to this. This is my guilty shit. Imagine me. Bareback in the shower. About to lava up when the beat drops. Yeah, shit. Yeah, here you go. Under the arms. Put it in the back. Scrub. Don't forget the kishki. Yeah, don't forget the kishki. Yeah, shampoo the kishkis. You gotta use shampoo as well. All real men shower with shampoo and kishkis.
Can I just?
You mean you want to throw up, man? What the hell?
Can I just make a disclaimer that I do not own this song? This is playing off of YouTube, okay?
I'm like, this is Sarah's secret stash, man. When she played out, there was a hardcore weekend. You gotta dig into the secret stuff. Excuse me, can I? Yeah.
660 million hits.
That's how many hits he needs in the face for making that bullshit, boy.
Exactly. So blatantly, that's why he sent this relief effort to Puerto Rico, because he's like, rah, this is a straight poison I put into the universe, man.
Yeah, but meanwhile, all the AIDS patients are like, bruh. Do you know what I mean?
You're
gonna create some, like, you know, someone's gonna be upset about it. They'll be marching like, oh, it's discrimination against AIDS patients. Why is it only cancer patients are getting help?
Well, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, he also sent the team's private plane to Puerto Rico along with point guard JJ Barea and whose family are on the island, and they dropped off supplies and things. And then last week, Tidal began loading a plane of supplies with 200,000 pounds of stash in there, which ultimately is going to be flown out to Puerto Rico, and the nation is still 95% without electricity.
Wow,
and only,
man,
5% of people in Puerto Rico have access to clean water. This is America.
That's scary,
this,
man,
is America, you know. So as much as I could do a whole show on how disgusted I am with Pitbull's contribution to...
Yeah, that's
the
just
popular
a weird,
culture right,
honestly,
now, but still, come on.
Big up. Like, yeah, big up, but that's kind of weird. I ain't going to lie, that's a bit of a...
Yeah, I like that, big up, but...
Yeah, it's just a weird contribution. It's like, I'm just... Maybe he's got some...
album about to drop. Probably, that's 2017.
Yeah, that's more than likely. Yeah. That's not even a maybe, that's a more than likely. But what I don't get is, why is it just cancer patients who need chemo, you know?
Oh, because it might have been like a time thing. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
let's
that's
get
the
him
weird,
on the phone. Let's get Pitbull on the phone. We need to get to the bottom of this.
He's like, don't ever say that word again. Even if you fix your mouth to say Pitbull.
No, so and then what's his name? Jay-Z this week, he also did a protest on the Tonight Show or one of them shows where he was wearing the Colin Kaepernick shirt and everything. And yeah, and of course Jay-Z being behind Tidal too. So, you know, I think this, what is your purpose? If you're not, if someone like Pitbull was 660 million hits on one video on YouTube and the amount of dough that dude is making, like he's one of the biggest selling artists of like the last 10 years or some madness like this. If you're not foolishness like that, yeah.
I don't even know the. Yeah, I don't even honestly cannot think of how the tune goes. But when you're like, yeah, I was like, yeah, I know Pitbull shit, but I don't even know it. That's messed
how you
up,
know
man.
When someone's so massive pauses yeah. when there's you know that you don't even know their music, the song name of their songs. Yeah. But if you were to hear the music,
oh man,
you know
that Pitbull tune is fucking annoying. What? Which one? you know the one that fuck? How does it go again?
I'm just gonna hit a random Pitbull tune to see. No, but that's the thing with Adele. So you got to skip past the ad because I don't actually know any of own any of Pitbull's music. But no, that's also the thing with Adele. Like you know her music without even knowing that you know the people's music. That's how you know it's dangerous to listen to that stuff. But you know, I just think this is what artists are actually meant to do. Like, really, what is your purpose?
Yeah, he's got a voice, and it's beautiful to see that he is doing something. Like, as much as I'm making joke about how you know specific it is,
yeah.
I do feel it's quite specific, just because there are probably other patients in the hospital. Like, yo. Man's here with TB, yeah. Man's at Ampi. I just got my shit chopped off the day before this shit happened. And you're looking at them, man, like, bruh. And then people be like, yo, chemo causes that shit. Like, you better hope that shit. But anyway.
He's creating, yeah, he's opening man. A Pandora's box.
Yeah. They'll be like, yeah, for the Pitbull, bro, because of Pitbull. But anyway.
Oh, sorry,
this
I'm
is my tune,
some
man. Please don't talk over my shit.
Sorry, this is another. Oh, that's catchy.
Yeah. Especially this bit. Wait. The bit where the auto-tune, yeah, there you go. The bit where the auto-tune that makes him do that thing. That's the bit that...
I've never heard this song in my life. This
is what I usually...
I put so much effort into avoiding this music in my life.
You know, on them tough days where I can't be bothered to cook, I just want to make canned spaghetti on toast. That's the shit that I play in the background. Just, you know what I mean?
Rinsed.
To yeah, spice it up a bit. It reminds me to put some hot pepper sauce in there to spice it up a bit.
But yeah, so you know, I just thought like big up. To people who are sorting the situation out themselves because the leader of the free world is doing now.
That's scary, man.
And then cussing people, and then didn't you see when the mayor, the Congress, whoever it was, the leader of Puerto Rico, like the mayor of San Juan or whatever, was like, people are actually dying here. People are dying. Like, this isn't something where we just want free tickets for something. It's like,
mad.
People are dying.
It's mad. And it's part of your... It's like your country.
Yeah!
You know what I'm saying? It's part of your country. It's your country right there.
And the other thing, you know, there were a lot of Puerto Rican people who voted for Donald Trump. You know?
Whoa.
Well, just a lot of people who voted for him, even though that's, still a majority of the country didn't vote for him.
Let's keep out of that, because that sounds like, you know what I mean, cousins allowing other cousins to have to... climb over a big ass wall just to go and visit their cousins.
Basically.
That was deep, innit?
That was deep. I'm gonna contemplate that.
Oh, we have to go into
next,
tune after
during
that,
this
yeah.
next song. I think this next track is quite appropriate. This is brand new Jess Good Robot.
Cut.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down and do what I gotta do. Money is God, I serve the economy. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. I'm just trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down, repenting in solitude. Money is God, I worship the currency. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. So where do I choose to speak metaphorically when I could easily reap the rewards of conformity? Caught up in these plastic distractions, shrink wrap luxuries, electronic contraptions. We're all ultimately lost here on planet Earth, cursed even before your mother's first contractions. In childbirth, immersed in the universe, born as a pawn of economic expansion. Demonic in our actions, conceived in erotic interactions. Cause for every action, an equal and opposite reaction. We've become robotic in our passions and follow fashions. Technological detachment, this is evolution at a tangent. See it clearly, investigate the chaos theory, understand that everything is random. I'm just trying. trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down and do what I've gotta do. Money is God, I serve the economy. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. I'm just trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down, repenting in solitude. Money is God, I worship the currency. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. Where do I choose to dress and talk informally and disobey the rules and laws accordingly? Caught up in this media typecasting, looking to the stars as the skies darken. When the war's done, I'll hang up my uniform and go tend to the roses in my back garden. Until then, I chase this vision of a unicorn. Gin in the bottle and orange juice in the carton. The poetry of death, dynamic opposites conflicting from new life to first breath. Baby steps, children of the stardust. Now you're just trying to be a good robot. Reprogram the odds with your instinct, searching for happiness and material things. You know the world is collapsing around you, but you wanna act like you don't see a thing. You're just trying to be a good robot. Keep your head down and do what you gotta do. Money is God, you serve the economy. You must give thanks for your freedom to consume. You're just trying to be a good robot. Keep your head down, repenting in solitude. Money is God, you worship the currency. You must give thanks for your freedom to consume.
Oh, come on, look it. I've been studying all day. I did fires and earthquakes. I was on the disaster kit today. Oh, and assassination.
All right. Leon Shogaz.
Taken from the brand new album, Billy Green is Dead. Good Robot. Let me try again. Good Robot is the name of that track. It's produced by Jest. It's out now. He's also got production on there from Zygo, Paul White, Beat Butcher. And he just dropped another really nice video off of that as well. This is Hip Hop. It's myself, Sarah Love. And it's that time where we have to welcome the first guest into the studio.
Yeah, you're damn right. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Really, I should be the only guest because, you know, when I come in, everything else leaves. That's right, mother lovers. You are here at the FUBAR Radio Cafe where we give you exactly what you need. That's right. I said exactly. You know what I'm saying? And we get eyes of motherfucker right tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? I got them pastel greens. You know what I'm saying? Dark green, yellow green, 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 whatever green you need. We put it all up in your coffee so you can sleep and wake up at the same damn time. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
That goes by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, bitch. My Sack Hayes. You think I was going to get the bitch in there, right? Ladies and gentlemen, this week's investigation comes courtesy of a traumatizing experience I had this weekend. Now, it wasn't even this weekend, it was last week. So I went off gigging with the crew Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
And I think it was a bit tiring, it was a bit rough, you know.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool for midweek madness. And on the last day, I think it was the last day, we had a gig in Besançon.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I have to say it in French as well if you want. I think that was in French, so I'll shut the fuck up there. But anyway, we had a gig there. And on the way to the gig, you know what I mean? It was quite bright. And I was like, right, I need, you know, I'm fully prepared. I brought all my shit with me.
Mm-hmm.
Searching for my glasses.
Okay.
Bam, 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 in my usual, you know, the little knapsack bag.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in there. You know, I don't roll with a man bag, Sarah Love. I roll with a micro backpack. Because, I can't do it, man. You won't see me with the shit hanging on the side looking like a handbag, but pretending it's not a handbag, a.k.a. a man bag. Nah, I'll rather roll with a micro mini backpack. So even if it's a kid's backpack, this one isn't, though. I'll just say that. I'll put it out there now. I don't roll around with a kid's backpack unless none of my backpacks are working.
It's not to consider.
So, yeah, I checked in the little micro mini backpack, and there was no shades in there.
Ooh.
A little bit of sweat beaded off. But you know what I mean? I didn't really sweat it too much. I thought, look, when we get to the next petrol station stop, because we always, someone always needs a coffee. You know, in France, they're always drinking coffee. I don't even know why they drink so much coffee, but it makes me understand why they talk so much as well. So we stop off. I'm like, yeah, let me just check in the back to see my shades are in there. It's getting a bit more brighter. You know when you got squint eye every time you're looking at, like, you look around like you're underwater trying to open yeah. your eyes. Yeah. That wasn't working.
That's me.
I was like, yeah, I need to find a shade. Bam, I'm more or less dived into my suitcase. I'm swimming around in the suitcase, backstroking, front stroking, breaststroke, froggy paddle. You know, I can't swim that great, so I'll do a froggy paddle, not a doggy paddle. I still couldn't find my shades.
Mm-mm.
Now, this time now, the sweat was beading off everywhere. Armpit sweat, back sweat, one chest hair dripping of sweat.
You're not that smiling emoji anymore.
Now I was like, yo, where the fuck are my glasses? So for the rest of the ride, I was like, you know, I was still chatting and that, but deep down, I felt like I'd lost something.
You're putting a brave face
inside. Just pair of brave face, bro. I was just looking around like, yo, did I really lose my glasses and shit? And then I was trying my best to hold it down and be like, oh, but then I was like, yo, does anyone see my glasses on the bus? We did the show. All that was on my mind was, yo, where the fuck are my glasses? In the end, I found the glasses in the bus on
well
the front.
Done.
Yeah, but then I had to laugh at how traumatized I was by the fact that there was some
the
like £30. Yeah, it ain't even no expensive glass, a little £20 for. Do you know why I don't spend too much on glasses? Because I always fucking lose them.
Yeah.
I always lose them. That this time now I'm all traumatized over losing some like £20 glasses.
It's the principle.
Yeah.
It's the principle.
And the fact that I thought I was cracking up like, wow, man, that was like pointlessly traumatizing. So anyway, that leads to this week's question. Mice Investigates, what's the most pointlessly traumatizing possession you've ever lost? I could ask you like this. What's the most traumatizing experience you've ever had by losing something?
Okay.
Does that sound better? No, it doesn't.
You confused
does it? You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Also, you could tweet us @foodbarradio, @DJSarahLove, @MiceDiggy. Now, I've told you about my traumatizing experience and about my OCD when it comes to man bags and backpacks. I'd wear a little Lego backpack if I have to before I put a man bag on. And there's nothing wrong with you guys. You know what I mean? You can act as hard as you want with your man bag on, but it still allows me to smirk a little bit. So hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. What's
so
the most pointlessly traumatizing possession you've ever lost? I've had some people, I know you're going to say something about records here, but that's not pointless.
Oh, God, you just took me to my depths.
Yeah, but, you know.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, man. No, because I'm pretty good with things like records.
Mm.
Yeah, like at a gig, organized, man. I ain't leaving nothing.
I tell you who's really good at losing records. Shout to Disorder, boy. That guy has lost a bunch. He's lost collections. Sometimes he gets them back. I don't even know how, but my man said, yeah, I've lost 2 boxes of 7 inches. And I'm like, bruv.
Can I also say shout out to my brother and Pasquale, who lost 12,000 records in that fire the other week in Tottenham at the storage unit.
The other week?
Yeah. You know, didn't you see there was that massive fire in White Hart Lane in the storage unit?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hasn't that happened there before?
Oh, I don't know. You got some information.
What was that? There was a record label, and I swear it was in Tottenham. They had a warehouse in Tottenham as well years ago, and the whole thing went up in flames.
Yeah, but how awful is that?
It's like a wax bonfire.
Yeah. So, no, that's harsh. Because the difference with record, look at me justifying record,
yeah.
is because sometimes there are things that are irreplaceable.
Yeah.
But do you know what Buddha says? Apparently.
What does he say? Me and Shadim worship some big belly fat man.
Can we get that
That's
on a drop?
That's my granddad.
Can we
Mrs.
get
granddad.
That on a drop?
Yeah. You say them worship some big belly fat man. Yeah, because you know, like, we got
Talking
married in a
Buddha.
Yeah, yeah,
yes!
like, in a Buddhist temple. Some man dropped that shit. We're like, yeah.
During a speech.
No. This was like before or after the wedding. So, but it was obviously along the line. I think it was before.
Yeah.
Because everyone's Christian, you know, like my mum. And so it was like
2 pence.
Yeah. Me and them worship some big belly fat man. I was like, yeah. So anyway, granddad, you gonna do a speech at the wedding? Yeah. So what does Buddha say anyway?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not entirely sure if it is a direct quote of Buddha, but it's often attributed to Buddha. And I think he basically says things that are to the value of this, which is you can only lose what you cling to.
You can only lose
what you cling to.
Woo! That's deep. So just let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Life it is a hard thing, isn't it? When you think about like It's easy, you know, we like to say hello. How hard it is when something disappears, you know, whether it be a person or a thing, and you forget that that person or thing wasn't always there, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And but we get so attached to it that when it's gone, it's like, oh my God, you know, traumatizing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like owning things is like a ball and a chain.
Mm.
You know, the more stuff, people aspire to owning a car, owning a house, all this stuff. As soon as you own all that stuff, it's just more things to stress you out. And it stops you, limits your freedom.
That's what Einstein, you know, Einstein only wore a grey suit. He had like 7 grey suits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they were like, why do you only wear grey suits? He said, yeah, it's less to think about, you know. Something, something else I don't have to worry about. Yeah,
action.
Like, what am I going to wear today? Yeah. Like, how long do you see?
But yeah, so I think I definitely want to try. And then also when I just, the more that I learn about the environmental things that are going on Earth, you know, and how we each make decisions every day as consumers that contribute to this mess that we're creating, which is imminent. You know, this is on our doorstep within decades that we're going to be dealing with the crises kind of thing. And so it's like we need to let go of this whole consumer, the way we're groomed into being good consumers and good little robots, you know, and using stuff, being materialistic is just pointless, where it doesn't actually grow you or nourish you as a person at all, you know.
But it's actually
just creating more problems.
Like me buying these £15 shades every other week is really all I'm doing is just spending £10 every week on that shit.
Basically,
but break it down. Shout out to Gleam Mac, man.
I want to know what Gleam has
you
to
know,
say.
Our resident flat earther. And I do have a question about the flat earth jugglings. I can't remember where it is right now. But
he needs to get in touch with B.O.B.
Yeah, they're on this thing, innit?
He's on this thing, fam.
They're definitely on this thing. But anyway, yeah, there's something I want to ask him about that, but I've forgotten right now. But he says, in answer to my question this week, what's the most pointlessly traumatizing possession you've ever lost? So what I mean by that is when you've lost it, you were pointlessly traumatized. He says, a conscious of what I look like, /ego. I think he meant conscience.
Okay, that's deep, Gleam.
Yeah, that
I'm
was
still
pretty
catching
deep.
Up. It's been a long week.
That's
I'm
deeper
still
than
catching
flat
up.
Earth theory right there, yeah. Boy. Flat
we'll
Earth
read
is not
that
deep
a few
deep
more
as
times
well,
and then come back to you.
Consciousness, yeah. I think
what's he say, sorry?
He says a conscious of what I look like / ego, but I think
being
he means
being conscious of what he looks like.
Yeah, yeah. Conscience. That means a conscience of what I look like.
Sorry,
here we
what's
go with
the most pointless okay.
Pointlessly traumatized. So he's saying he lost his conscience of what he looks like, or he lost his ego, and that has been pointlessly traumatizing. We're spending a good 10 minutes
you're
on this trying to work out this answer. This flat earth mother lover. Shout out to Gleam Mac. Shouts out to Jordan Grant. He says, a personalized Jordan Grant snapback hat at Boomtown. Yeah, you lose a lot of shit at Boomtown. People lose all kinds of shit. Watches, pills, virginity. He says, why does no one hand in personalized shit? It's not like you can wear it. Well, if it says JG and that person's name is Julian Goodard, they can still fuck with that shit. And furthermore, there ain't many people out there that are going to have a personalized JG snapback. And so all you got to do is put that up on eBay. You know what I mean? This is what
you're
a friend
rich.
Told me. Yeah,
you're rich,
personalized JG snapback hat, bro. You know, first voters, get your asses in there. Anyway, Mark Hell, he says negativity and self-loathing. So I guess he's been...
That was traumatizing to lose.
Mm.
Oh, or it was traumatizing, self-loathing and negativity.
Yeah, probably that.
Yeah, this is all pretty deep for me this week.
Sam Davis says, my dad.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I don't even know if we should be laughing or crying at that
one.
I know,
but you're the one who started laughing. Don't defer it onto me.
All right, and shout out to James Cole. He says, losing a balloon as a kid was pretty heartbreaking.
You
can relate to that there, boy.
And although I think that reminds me of that Eddie Murphy stand up when he's like, I got an ice cream.
Dream, yeah, and then it drops.
And then the ice cream drops.
And shout to Alan Helmsley, Alan Neves Helmsley, who says, who owns traumatizing possessions? Laughing, crying, emoji face.
Good man.
Yeah, I said he's the best.
Good man. I'm feeling that.
The best ever.
No, because you know what? I'm still waiting. I went to do a photo shoot with THTC last year, and that's the last memory that I have of seeing this special two-finger ring that I was given from...
Did you get a two-finger discount? Get a two-finger ring for five-finger discount. Bravo, I got three fingers here.
It's the art of the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still waiting for that to, because I've had that before. You know that one when you find like £10 in a coat pocket, like that you haven't worn for 3 years.
Oh yeah.
I'm hoping that it's going to be one of those. I'm still hanging in there, living in
That happens in the strip club. Sometimes people throw money that the strippers ain't seen it yet. So you're walking. Your foot, you know what I mean? The bottom of your foot is sticky because you just came from the toilet. And then you step on the £10 note on your way to the bar, you order your drink. Can I get a blah, blah, blah? So this way, you know what I mean? If you got a bit of OCD like some of us, all you do is pick up the note by the corner and then hand it straight to the barman, get your clean change. Bam! Don't say I don't help you like out, man. What was you saying, Sarah? Life hacks central right here.
I'm definitely
keeping
that in mind if I'm at the strip club. Yes. What do you guys think? Hip-hop at foodbarradio.com. We want to know. And you can get us on Twitter as well at foodbarradio. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking to Tyler of Children of Zeus. What's up, Mize?
All right. So we got an answer here from Agent Abstract.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
It says Agent Abstract here. He spelt Mice Diggy wrong, but I ain't gonna hold him against that, because he put this out here and I'm gonna read it out to the crew. He says, I caught the gist of what you were saying about Donald Trump at the beginning of today's show, and I thought I would email you to tell you that I read online somewhere that there is a team of international psychiatrists that have got together to try and prove that Donald Trump is mentally ill. I don't know whether, and not this is spelt as in the rain, but I don't know whether this is fake news or not.
I keep calling you my girlfriend's name.
Yeah.
No.
So he says, I don't know whether this is fake news or not, but it would explain a lot.
I like how you were marking his email.
Yeah, and you know what? Because I'm reading it and I'm like, wait. So you put weather. You have to look at these things, though. When people...
the internet. Apostrophes?
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, look, sometimes people write some really smart shit, and then when you're really reading it, you're like, like a lot of, I should have done this, I should have done that. I'm gone. I can't debate with you if you don't know the difference between of and have. If you think when somebody says I should have, sounds like I should have, we can't really be debating about this shit.
That reminds me of when my dad was saying he saw... he was reading 50 Shades of Grey. And he's meant to be a pilot in 50 Shades of Grey or something. But then he got in the book, the dialogue between the pilot and the control tower was incorrect dialogue for a pilot. So my dad was like, if she can't even get that right, how can I trust anything this person says?
Yeah, it's true, though.
They closed the book.
It's a bit like that, man, where you're like, you're trying to get away with that. And same with Trump, man. Some of the shit he said, you're like...
He's a dotard.
Yeah, but it was a bunch of dotards obviously voting him in.
Well, more than that. I think there's enough people... That's what I'm saying. There's enough people of ethnic minorities who voted him as well. And, you know, they all thought, let's try something different.
Yeah, because the gist was that, at least he's being honest. At least we know it's not hidden. And you're like, okay, that doesn't mean he's good, though. he's being honest, man. He fucking hates us and, you know, he's telling us. So that's good.
At least he's honest about it.
What?
No, but there's been quite a few statements from, medical professionals questioning, like, his mental state.
Yeah, I honestly, like, I think there is something to that, because some of the stuff that he said, like a leader of a country shouldn't be saying that sort of shit.
Calling people sons of bitches.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, and he's of age, man. Let's be real. He's of age. I don't know how long that vampire juice is going to hold up. Do you watch that? No, you probably don't, but The Strain.
I started watching a Luke Cage finally and Jessica Jones.
I feel like you just jumped into a time warp.
No, but it was
Russ.
Like,
yeah, you know.
Last year when I told my friend, I was like, I finally saw the opening the opening ceremony for the 2012 Olympics.
Later.
I was like, that was really good.
I finally saw Scarface. I get it now. I understand why.
All these references. So many lines in hip hop make sense now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but Luke, they kind of done him dirty, man. Like, Luke Cage could have been so much better. Like, the best part of it that I've seen so far is when he's walking through the building, taking enough bullets to the soundtrack of Bring the Ruckus, the Wu-Tang joint.
I think that's what it, because I've spoke to other people about it, and they've been like, yeah, I didn't really enjoy it that much. And I think the reason I did enjoy it so much was because there was good music in it, more so than it being like, whoa, it's spectacular, this and that.
But it's the script, the acting, like in 2 minutes, the sets.
You do need a little bit more,
Like it could have been deeper, man.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but I felt like with all of these four, you know, the Jessica Jones, Daredevil, I think he's cack, like, what do you call it? Iron Fist is shit. I'll put it out there.
I won't bother.
Yeah, that's my professional review right there.
But you see, but no, a Marvel expert was telling me, this is just Marvel throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. Like, they don't actually give a damn. They are just turning every single story they've ever produced into something, and then see if it gets, like, has some kind of reaction. But no, I thought there's so much potential there.
I think they're still building it. They're still, now they've got all four of them together, and they were called the Defenders. So we'll see how that goes. Let's get into some music, though, because we got to chat to Tyler in a minute.
Yeah, we've got Tyler of Children of Zeus. We're going to be talking to him. And Verb T and Pitch 92 are going to be in the studio with us as well as the open mic. This is FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
It's local gossip. I'm going to be talking to my mum.
There's this family living along here, the Dingles, and they have this obsession collecting rusty cars, you know, and they look like, the family look like, you know those hillbillies from Deliverance? Well, they look like that, you know, they're just a bloody nightmare, and we all just get sick of them, you know, we all just wish they'd die, but, you know.
Say that!
Every Tuesday,
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons,
from 12 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
In the streets gon' learn, them Wu-Tang niggas don't play. Niggas in the streets gon' learn, them Death Squad niggas don't play. Niggas in the streets gon' learn, them Jersey niggas don't play. Niggas in the streets gon' learn, them Staten Island niggas don't play.
I said 1, 2, 3 into the foe. I glide like it's simply no traction on the flow. Or no 3 or 4. Live action from the door. Shorty dime, let the whole team smash it on the tour. I splash bravado, fast cash aficionado. Savage vandal, I'm a legend of tomorrow. Painting the truth, here's proof, ain't it the truth? So ill, a nigga spit with a containment suit. Slaying the booth, aim, shoot, bang, cave in the roof. Hater, wouldn't last a day in my shoes. You know very well, Betty swell, you can tell he gel. My price hiking like the pills Martin Shkreli sell. Mathematics tracks, I craft havoc. Fact, I'm black on it, black, I'm back at it. Mathematics tracks, I craft havoc. Fact, I'm black on it, black, I'm back at it.
Niggas in the streets gon' learn, them Wu-Tang niggas don't play. Niggas in the streets gon' learn, them Death Squad niggas don't play. Niggas in the streets gon' learn, them Jersey niggas don't play. Niggas in the streets gon' learn, them Staten Island niggas don't play.
I'm on top of the world, mama, look at here. I'm a boy beastin' in my car, Paul Revere. Horsepower, never fell off, look in the mirror. When I drop something, you like Martin, all ears. Late night Letterman, I light it like Edison. Fired through the wire, I wrote it out of Maryland. Arrogant, yes, tune in, my hot 9 flex. Cut the check, then your boy digress. At my age, it's all about bread. Tryna be nice at 40, you can have it all, shorty. I'm tryna make history, and history say fuck rap. I divorced her, the bitch bore me. Throw your hands up, let's tear the bar up. So much bud, I started sweating cigar guts. And these white folks love me like a Starbucks. Fuck with one dude, you gotta fuck with all us. Niggas in the streets gon' learn, them Wu-Tang niggas don't play. Niggas in the streets gon' learn, them Death Squad niggas don't play. Niggas in the streets gon' learn, them Jersey niggas don't play. Niggas in the streets gon' learn, them Staten
Staten Island, niggas don't play. Mathematics, you a fucking genius, nigga. Yo, fuck that. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to put your hands together for Worldwide International producer, Worldwide International DJ, and the creator of the Wu-Tang W symbol. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and show your love for our brother and yours, Mathematics.
Brand new Wu-Tang, Lesson Learned, featuring Inspector Deck and Redman on that track. It's produced by Mathematics. The album Wu-Tang, The Saga Continues is executive produced by RZA, and it's dropping next week.
Is that executive produced bit by RZA? Is that the first line in the blurb there, by any chance?
I think that it's almost like that's part of the name of the album. It's like, don't forget,
Nah, it's just that, you know what I mean? Everybody, that last album, you know, the one we could afford, not the billionaire album. The last album, you know what I mean? Everyone was just flipping out on RZA, like, yo, this nigga trying to become Shakespeare, yo. He's wearing frilly. Frilly collars and. But they were saying about, basically, you know, he was picking up guitars. And obviously, if you don't know how to play a guitar, it's kind of weird that you're, you know, using that as like, yeah, this is going to be my production, yo. And I just imagine Raekwon's face like, yo, this nigga.
He's like, we need to sell this. It's like, you can have your fun and games in your own time. But no, I'm excited to hear more because me and Mice were just talking about how good Redman still sounds.
Yeah, boy, it's lovely to hear, man, you know.
He's still got the character that we all know and love, you know, we want to hear on a record.
Yeah, and also it's interesting to hear now two tracks off of that LP with Redman on. Is he taking over the ODB spot or what?
Wow, I didn't think about it like that. That's a kind of deep thing to say.
I mean, he's always said that he's the 12th member of Wu-Tang.
Yeah, but no one will replace old Dirty Bizzle.
No, I know. Yeah. Did you see, what's his name? The son, Young Dirty Bastard, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He really seems like his dad, but
he's pulling up his socks. But speaking of dope stuff that's coming out soon, on the line now, we are joined by the one and only Tyler Daly, one half of one of my favourite acts in the UK at the moment, Children of Zeus.
Yes.
Hey.
How lovely to hear you and your Manchester self.
What's going on, bruv?
It's happening easy, man. You all right, Sarah? On my show,
Yes, and it was so good. And Mice just gave me a look like he's going to beat me up for you calling him Maestro.
No,
this is my Stiggy now. But yeah, no, but I was so happy to catch you guys a show, live show in London earlier during the summer. And I'm just so excited for everything that's going on with Children of Zeus. You guys have put out so much cool music like in just this year alone, and it's really creating a stir. But you've got an EP about to drop, haven't you?
Yeah, we have, man, on the 6th. It's doing well already, man, with the pre-orders and stuff, man, the support. Like, can't ask for more, really.
Did you guys put it out yourself, or?
Nah, it's coming out on First Word. Same guys that have done the first two singles. Big up to Gilla down there. Yeah, man. So, but like I said, the vinyl's doing really well, and pre-orders on the digitals as well. So, can't ask for more, really.
And Children of Zeus is yourself, Tyler Daly, and Connie Conn, right?
Yeah, that's it's just those two. Obviously. We've got like a lot of people that we work closely with, but it's just me and Connie. We do all the production, all the writing, everything.
And so, how did you two come to link up, though?
It's basically because I was like a Manchester artist from back in the day. I've been doing this a long time, the same as Connie with Broken English.
Yeah. Kind of.
Oh yeah.
So we met in France back in, I don't know, probably going back about 10 years ago. And we just kind of hit it off, man. Like, we just realised that we liked the same kind of music once we got in the studio together to collab. And we just kind of struck off this, like, unique relationship of we seemed to have kind of grow up on exactly the same music. It just kind of organically kind of came together. We never really said, let's do a group or anything. It was just two guys sat making music, you know what I mean? And it just kind of organically grew into something.
And I love how it's like I don't think it's a conscious thought of you guys, but it's definitely something for the ladies of Children of Zeus.
You know, it's crazy because obviously, we both come from, I mean, I was more MC. I don't even really think people knew I sing. I used to do stuff on hooks and stuff like that, but I don't think people really, you know, drew the dots or whatever. But obviously coming from the MC background, we just thought that we'd just do some stuff that we loved, like, you know, just kind of bring the soul out a lot more. And it was never really intended, like, let's hit the ladies. We kind of really wanted to do something soulful for the hip-hop heads because we felt like it was either one or the other. It was, like, either a little bit too R&B, nice, or it was too hard hip-hop, and there was nothing really sitting in the middle ground anymore. So we just kind of wanted to do something that the Screwface people could still listen to, like, you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah. No, it's working because I feel like it's nice to see young men who aren't too shy to say loving things.
Yeah, man, exactly.
Because that's part of life, you know, and it's like, I think this whole era of just people trying to be bad men all the time is getting a bit tired now, do you know what I mean? So, enter stage right, Children of Zeus.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think life in general is about balance, man. Like, you have to have that balance. Like, you can't all be hard-faced all the time. You can't all be nice all the time. It's not an easy world out there, but you got to create some kind of balance in it, you know what I mean? So that's what we're trying to do.
So had you guys known each other before linking up then? Because you said you linked up in France, but you're both from Manchester, right?
Yeah, both from Manchester. We linked up, like, obviously my crew and his crew linked up in France. We just both got booked for the same gig in France. So that's like the first time we ever met. We knew of each other a little bit before, just through the music. But that's the first time we connected. And since then, we've just kind of been friends. I mean, the whole of Broken English, me and DRS have done a lot of stuff as well. Strategy, got married yesterday. We were there. We performed at his wedding. So,
nice.
Congratulations to him and his lovely wife, Alice.
Oh, that's lovely.
Beautiful, right?
I'm so happy for him. Did we never meet in Manchester? Did we ever meet in Manchester back in the day?
I don't think we did, you know.
I don't think we did.
I was kind of like, I've always been a bit like that studio kind of guy. I mean, I know Connie did the circuit a lot, but I kind of spent most of my time in the studio doing mixtapes and all that kind of thing. I'm a bit of a hermit, if I'm honest.
Oh, well, no, I'm sorry.
Not anymore, though, right?
Not anymore, no. Connie's dragged me out, man. Dragged me out of the dungeon.
Yeah, because what, next week you guys are doing a session at Made of L Studios, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. And that should be good. I think it's like a little jazz session, and a lot of the first word artists are down there and stuff. And I think the kid from New Zealand, Rakai, is it?
Who's that?
What's his name?
Jordan Rakai, I think.
Must be.
Can we really tumbleweed sound?
Really cool guy, though, man. Check him out.
Put me on to the New Zealand people.
So you got a track with Karen Wheeler?
Yeah, man.
How did that come about? Everyone was like, huh?
It was strange, man. Big up to a friend of mine, Clint, who kind of hooked it up. He, through a friend of his, just kind of brought her in the studio one time to just do a remix of a song called You Alone that I did. It was just like, really, just a case of friends of friends. And just got in the studio and then just really hit it off, man. She's
serious.
She's like, you know, she's a real legend to me, like a big inspiration. And so meeting her was like, wow, but she really put me at ease and she was just like an auntie or something, man. Just so warm.
But
we ended up, to be fair, I just kind of held on to the vocals, never really did anything with it because I felt like it needed to be more than just like, you know, the song that it was. So I kind of just, we took it again and me and Connie built the song just around her vocals and just did it again, man. But I'm kind of proud of it. I like it.
Oh, you should be proud. I mean, she is certified royalty in this UK music business. It isn't even about like a black music thing or whatever. Like, she is a fine, fine vocalist also.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, yay, when I saw that you guys had linked up with her. And then you've got this EP that is dropping this Friday, the 6th, and it's called The Story So Far, right?
Yeah, The Story So Far, yeah.
And so Yeah, and how should people like pick? Actually, you're performing in London as well this Friday.
Yeah.
With that, what do you call it? Hootenanny? Hootenanny? Is that how you pronounce it?
Brixton. Hootoots. Yep. No, it's Hootenanny.
No, but now we're going to call it.
You've got to let him go down there. Is this Hootenanny?
That Mancunian accent, man. We love it,
brother, man. Keep talking.
But we've got a few gigs next week. We've got Friday we're at Brixton and Saturday we're in Manchester Contact Theatre. And the following week we're with Jess. We're going to be Manchester, Nottingham and Leeds as well. So,
nice.
And the 20th of October, which is Black Star, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be
Black Star? Talib Kweli, Mos Def?
Mos Def, retired, yeah.
And what about, Ilias Bey.
Huh? No, but it's Black Man. Star. Yeah, so there's no. I don't think it doesn't say anything about Ilias Bey.
Sick, man. Where is that?
Forum?
I'm not sure.
I think it's at Kentish Town Forum, I think.
Right,
you
okay.
Just call me. No, it's okay.
But it's Homeboys Sam.
Did you call me a Kent? Did you just call me a Kent?
Black Star, Children of Zeus, and Homeboys Sam.
What day is that?
That's 20th of October or something.
Yeah, I want to go to that, man. I better be. Hold on, let me just check. 20th of October. Yeah, Friday, right?
Yeah.
I'm there. I got to see this, man.
No, but I'm so happy for you guys, and I just want you guys to be massive. I think you really deserve it.
Yeah,
and
for
just
sure,
the
man.
Whole crew, all the work you're putting into it, everybody, First Word, you know, I just think it's fantastic. You guys just getting your heads together, the creativity is wonderful.
Yeah, and love the videos as well, man. Yeah. I think you lot definitely compliment the music really well with the videos you lot are putting out, man.
But I was suggesting to Connie as like another marketing angle, you need to do the whole like Jodeci look, so the full leather suits with the bare chest.
Yeah, anyway, so he's out there, love, man. I've got to go for lunch.
Both Lissy and Abby are agreeing with me in the studio. So, yeah.
Been in the gym for the last year, man.
Yeah! Hit that button, man. That's when you know the Jodeci suits will come. Man's got to come out bareback with a goose down and Tim's on.
That's
show them abs, boy.
The sales will rock it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, if you need Mice and Beckford in the video, just holler at me, bruv.
Yeah, man.
No, and then they also need to. You saw those shows Jodeci did recently where.
The hell we didn't see those shows Jodeci getting butt naked with crack pipe, man. What the hell's going on?
He sat on the security guard's shoulders, and the security guard's walking him through the venue while he's singing every freaking day.
That's mad crackish, man. He's got his nuts on the guy's back. The guy's neck talking about every freaking day.
Just waiting to look. Yeah, but no, it's all about Children of Zeus. What are the links and stuff to share with people?
Basically, the Twitter link is Pickney of Zeus, at Pickney of Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook / Children of Zeus. Instagram, Children of Zeus Insta.
Okay.
And you can get our personal ones as well. It's usually Connie Carn or Tyler Daly UK.
Wunderbar. Well, then.
Don't forget that single. That single is on pre-order as well, Bandcamp still, and obviously your usual outlets. So,
yes.
One thing I wanted to ask before you go: how did the name come about, Children of Zeus? I'm always into like the story behind the name.
Well, one day.
Hold on, I'm
sitting. Have you got any background music?
Yeah,
there you are. You want background
music?
But
is it a sincere one or is it? Go on, this should work.
This is real. So one time. We were sitting on a balcony in a foreign country. Yeah. It was very stormy. We were watching the storm over the sea. Lightning seemed to strike the building, and all of a sudden, Connie's phone had a lightning strike down the middle. And we said, you know what? Let's call ourselves Children of Zeus.
That sounded like it was a cracked iPhone, boy.
That's,
you just
that's
like, Eureka. Serious. That's bruv, that was, we got to post that on Twitter, man. That was hilarious. Bruv. Yo, you laced that, man. That was hilarious, man.
See that on the follow-up EP.
But for real, I actually believe, like, it's a believable story. As funny as that was with the music, it's like, yeah.
I swear to you, it's true, man.
But thanks so much for joining us today, Tyler. I look forward to seeing you at the next Children of Zeus show.
Yeah,
and I've been campaigning to get you guys through to the studio with us one day.
I know, we need to do it, man. We need to do it.
We're going
to
make it happen. So, yeah.
Definitely, man.
Have everything go fantastic for the upcoming release this Friday. Make sure you check it out. They're going to be live in London at Hootenannies in Brixton. What's the new pronunciation?
Hootenannies
in Brixton on the Friday the 6th. And they're on tour next week with Jest across the UK. So go check out and support that quality UK music.
Yes.
But I thought, let's play the people your wonderful song with Karen Wee, the Tyler. Thank you so much, and send our love to Connie.
Thank you.
Yes, man. Bless up, brother.
Thank you. God bless.
Yes, man.
From out the window like frisbees from all directions.
Yo, that's peak.
But it's that deep, the pie's that sweet. From playing smoochy in the backseat, I felt that heat. For you alone, I'd probably take a bullet to save her from it. Just for you, I'm on it, giving it to them however they want it. That's a fact too. Isn't her matching tracksuit? Say, yo, I'm that cute. I'll let you take the last draw of the last suit.
For you alone, I cut the keys to my home. I leave you flowers on the note. I wrote the password to my phone. Never ask, never want, forever my one and only. Every picture that you post, I comment four, fire emojis. Trust is deep, even if you think it's casual. I stay awake at night, just so you can sleep diagonal. Beauty me, that's rough. You and me, that's us. True indeed, what you need, that's love.
The remix with Karen Wheeler from Children of Zeus. And Children of Zeus are performing this Friday alongside Snuff One and a bunch of other people. Guards, the new Guards, they've set up a new music work and chill shop at New River Studios. That's happening.
You know what chill means. Yeah. I'm there now, bruv.
Flashing the light. Yeah, that's Wednesday the 4th is the opening day of this new project of theirs. Jest is at the Garage in London on the 7th of October, and you've got Soul City, Mr. Bongos versus Athens of the North. That's happening at Jazz Cafe on the 7th as well. All of our gigs are listed on the website foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And if you've got a jam that you'd like us to shout out, email us hip-hop@foodbarradio.com.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah, because honestly, this show is all about you guys, which is why we like to invite people to take over the show.
We did want when we were talking about takeover, we literally mean give us a rest.
Yeah,
you lot come in and do all the work while we chill out the back. See, I used the word chill at the back. We know what chill means now. But anyway, we have one half of our takeover crew.
Yeah, I'll do half a takeover.
Yeah, you can half takeover this shit. I mean,
all right,
yeah, we're only 19 minutes late from that. But yeah, we can do a half takeover with our man. Oh, shit. Look at this. This is the magic.
And I
like Gandalf, he just appears from nowhere in a green jumper. What are you saying, man? Suburb team made it. This was us. You lot might not have noticed, but we were sweating buckets here talking about the takeover that was going to become half a takeover. But now it's a full-on takeover, just not exactly at the point we wanted them to take over. But welcome to the show, Verb T and Pitch 92. What's going on?
Hello, guys. How you doing?
So now that means that me and Mike's can leave.
Yeah, so we're off now. Good night. Thanks a lot, ladies and gents.
Wait, I'm not prepared.
Here's something I wrote earlier for this. What's going on? Verbs, basically, Pitch got here. I see Pitch when I was parking up. Like, Mama was out here like, meep, meep. I'm here, bro. Verbs got stuck. What happened? Live on air, you got to tell us the lie.
No, you can look this up and see. Right?
All right, let's see. Look this one up as he's speaking.
Do you know that segment you used to do called "Are You Taking a Piss"?
Yeah.
I was saying that the whole way here, London Transport. In fact, not just London Transport, Southern Rail can.
So you can say whatever you want. It's free bar fucking radio.
We're on strike, isn't
it? So basically, it was the Southern Rail. Yeah,
it was from Forest Hill. There was no trains, waiting for a replacement bus. Ended up getting a cab, getting stuck in traffic. It's long, it's boring. Shit. I'm here now. I apologize for being late.
That's all.
And
hip hop
is alive.
Hip hop is alive.
Yes!
So what's going on? You two have this album coming out this Friday, is it? This Friday. Mm-hmm. Good evening. We've been playing joints off the LP, loving what we're playing. Sugar, what's the other bitch we've been playing?
You have a bitch.
No, I put show bitch.
Getaway car.
What's the other hoe we've been playing?
I arrive late.
Yeah, you see. That's that pimp talk there. Whatever the hell we've been playing, man. What's the other hell we've been playing? And so, we spoke to Verbs a couple of weeks ago as well, talking about this LP. And, you know, the magic that, how did it happen? You know, now you're here. Pitch, how did you come to meet Verbs? Because you're originally from Mouse Outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are you still with them or you've left them? Because we keep saying left, but...
Yeah, I started to do my own stuff. Like, I was in it for like...
Is there any reason for that?
I was in it for 8 years, produced... quite a lot of the stuff, and then I just decided to just do my own thing, do it myself.
Solo.
Yeah, just try and see where that goes.
So you were always producing whilst working with them as well?
Yeah. I produced quite a lot of the stuff. So.
Were you playing instruments for them as well?
Nah, I was doing like live percussion and MPC stuff.
Oh.
I wasn't really... I prefer like DJing and MPC stuff to...
Yeah.
But yeah. Mm. Then I met Verbs at Fliptrix's album launch, like 2014.
Mm.
And then I just said, do you want some beats? And then we did 3 tunes on a Mouse Alpha album, the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oops. And then, then we just did an album. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It took like 3 years, but it wasn't like every day 3 years. It was just gradually.
Yeah, it's a gradual
years.
Thing.
Yeah, because we were both busy doing our own stuff.
Yeah.
We're doing it, so.
Yeah, because you've been non-stop, Verbs.
Yeah. Yeah, that is very true.
It's in all facets of life. We're all playing catch up now.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, like he said, we were both touring a lot, like him with the Mouse Outfit, me with 4 Hours. And so, yeah, as he said, it wasn't every day. And also, I think it was worked out really well that we took little breaks in between. It was like we did sort of month sessions of working on it, then took a bit of a break, came back to it. And I think that was good. It just gave us a chance to listen to it, see what were keepers and see what we needed to fix up. So, yeah, it worked really well, I think.
Yeah, one of our guys in the office, she doesn't really listen to hip-hop music. She kind of hates the show on the slide, but she works with us anyway. But she said she'd listen to you guys.
She told me that before.
And she was really impressed with it, so I think you got something there.
Yeah, if you don't like hip-hop.
My expertise, you know what I mean?
Well, we did a show in glamorous old Plymouth the other night. Ooh, and there was a guy. Yeah, I know. Check us out.
What was the strip club saying after, man? Plymouth. That must have been banging.
Boring these days. Yeah.
Don't remember.
Boring these days. Yeah, why am I changed?
Hey, man, I don't have the energy for that shit. But
can't be honest.
Not anymore.
Well.
Pills don't work. My back.
My legs gimpy. No, there was a dude that only listened to metal, and he likes our album too, so there you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. See,
serious?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what it's breaking down doors, man.
Yeah. Universal hip hop.
Yeah.
It's not a heavy metal sounding album, but
just saying.
No, it's a very soulful sounding album, man. The joints, I haven't heard the whole album, but yeah, very smooth, and that's what was quite amazing about you two working together. It felt like the beats and the rhymes were complemented, you know, by each other. Yeah. Verbs has got that smooth tone and obviously, you know, cheeky little lyrics and this, that, and it felt the same. Mm-hmm. With your music, like, you know, you sent me beats as well to work with, and I'm like, I like hearing when someone, you can still hear that it's them, but there's different sounds to it, you know. It's not just one. You don't just work with the one drum program or whatnot. What kind of got you started with production?
Well, I grew up in Germany and Switzerland, in international schools, and like, there was a group called ASM that I was telling you about before.
Did you do international baccalaureate?
I almost did. I came to the UK before I could do that. But yeah, so the ASM group from my school, they were like making beats when I was like 11, 12. They showed me the MPC and stuff. So yeah, like, it was all because of them. Then I found out about Dilla, Madlib, all that. So
that's crazy, ASM, reason, man.
And they're still doing their
I do some shows with them, like, you know, on the same stage, but they're working with Chinese man.
MCs for Chinese
Star, man. That's crazy.
That's basically it. And then I've just still used the MPC. Not that exact one, but...
Yeah, you got an MPC here. Yeah. I think we wanted to play some of your beats, but I think it'll be nice if you stuck around for the open mic and maybe...
Yeah,
I'll
play some for that, yeah.
Yeah? That'd be sick, man.
Oh, I was thinking, are you guys going to perform one of your tunes?
Yeah, I'm down.
Are you warmed up, T?
Yeah.
That road running... He's warmed up as fuck, man.
I'm always ready to go. Go on. Vocally.
What else has been... How are you... Because you've... What other projects have you been involved in? There's a whole bunch of things you've been doing.
Yeah, there's my label, In The Balance. I've been producing and featuring on a few things. There was an album by a Slovenian production crew called Urban Click. I featured on a few things on there.
Yeah.
More Ones Project, Chill Man, Rai Shabby. And also, you know, actually just started to work on some new 4-hour stuff as well. So, there's another project in the works.
Remember where you heard it first, bitches and bitchettes.
Doing some more joints with Pitch, a few more things with Ill Informed. I'm always writing, man, always writing.
Mm-hmm. I know, but since I've known you...
When do you find the time to write? When do you find the time to write?
Whenever I can. Like, you know, for example, on the train down here. That's the only good thing about the train being delayed. There's a bit of extra writing time.
Mad creativity.
Oh, fuck, man. 20 minutes late, but yo, I've got these bars.
I did
a hard 64 here. Plan,
but I didn't write in the cab, though. That was just pure stress. Like, anyway, let it go.
Yeah. Let it go. Yeah, you know what? Good, I realised, Verbs and Mike's, actually, we've known each other nearly 20 years.
Jeez.
Wow. Scary. What's my shit. Middle name?
Maestro.
That's crazy, isn't it? It shows you time flies, though, boy, because it don't feel like 20 years.
No,
really.
I'm not at all.
Not at all.
Getting old before our eyes. Are you like ready to hit the space bar or whatever it is? Let me punch the
keys.
And
yeah, man, let's get this in. Live performance right here. Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Hit me. Verb T.
And Pitch 92 live in the studio.
What track are we doing?
Getaway
Car.
Oh, I like that one.
Getaway Car, live and direct, right here on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, that's exciting.
The hip hop show. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to fill the gaps in here, you know what I mean? Until they start. I'll keep it real with you, lot.
Yeah. Check. 1, 2. Look. Run it. I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything?
I can't hear the beat.
Oh, what happened to the beat?
I don't know. I tell you something, though. When I beat my children, they always feel it. They always... It doesn't matter if they don't hear it, they feel it. You have to beat your children.
Oh, there it's
you
back.
You can do that
it's
in the
back.
80s.
It's back.
You can
it's
beat
back.
Your kids.
Try and press play.
Shit in the no. 80s. You know what I mean? 90s.
Today's show is going so smooth.
You might get away with it in the 90s. You try beating your kids
in
the 90s. You
know what I mean? They're there. 2000s,
you can't beat shit. You couldn't even beat an egg for your kids.
Running in the night from your greatest ever fears. Feeling kind of strange knowing they were never real. Look, I made my bed, then I woke up on the wrong side. In the moonlight, you see me chatting to the pond life. Planning for a long night, solitary type shit. Mind is very loose, rap's got a very tight fit. Clocking heavy mileage. Like a nomad, found a road back with no roadmap though. Fresh mechanism, brand new exterior. See the higher we travel, it feels eerier. I'm trying to shut the door and stay grounded. I'm drawn to that whirlwind, I navigate around it. Feeling like a passenger that's in a getaway car.
There you go.
I paint my expressions like a brave heart. Many misled, some never had a clue. Tumbled down the tunnel, then they landed in a padded room. You ain't crazy, they laid out a trap for you. Feeling right within your mind is something that you have to do. Running in the night from your greatest never fears. Feeling kind of strange knowing they were never real. If you never try, you never will. We forever climb, forever build. Running in the night from your greatest ever fears. Feeling kind of strange knowing they were never real. See if you never try, you never will. We forever climb, yeah. Can you handle all the mess? Are your feet getting tangled in the web? Playing with the seams on, grabbing in the bread. Same shit that killed the cat. But do you wanna know? It's a time bomb situation and it's gonna blow. See whatever you want in the reflection. Let nothing ever put a halt to your progression. You see the game goes on, but yesterday's front page soon is forgotten in this one-way traffic. Some say tragic, some say forgetting the past just had to happen. They said regrets are hard, you have to manage somehow, or your life will be a never-ending calm down. So the doubt in my mind, I'm trying to banish it. I'm summoning the spirit like a candlelit seance. But some fools are messing with the ambience. They're obtuse, angling and bare-faced pandering. You're running in the night from your greatest ever fears. Feeling kind of strange knowing they were never real, real. If you never try, you never will. See, we forever climb, forever build. Running in the night from your greatest ever fears. Feeling kind of strange knowing they were never real, never real. See, if you never try, you never will, never will. We forever climb, forever build. Verb T, bitch, Food Bar Radio, my Stiggy Sarah Love Show. Good evening, October 6th. This Friday.
Are you
I'm looking forward to hearing this shit, boy.
Yeah.
It's 92 in the beat right there, boy. We're sorry about our little technical hitch, you know what I mean? But as we always do, we make sure it's professionals with us that can keep riding on the beat without even hearing the damn beat. I don't know how he did that. You can hear a tiny bit. I got divers here, so I couldn't really catch it.
Oh, damn, for real?
Yeah.
Shit.
Sometimes my shit just disappears, you know what I mean? I feel like a friggin' manatee. Only sometimes, though.
Lady Fishy. I love it, though. The album has sounded so lovely.
Oh, big up. Thanks, Sarah.
And so what's, like, the next moves once it comes out? Are you hitting the road? Have you got shows?
Yeah, we're doing a launch in Bristol on release day. And the London date is October 12th. At Brixton Jam.
Nice.
So yeah, we've got a lot more than that. I don't have the flyer in front of me, but
yes, yeah,
you can hit
there.
Us up on the socials and there's a list of dates that we got.
Yeah, and we'll be plugging it too. And I think you guys have agreed to do a competition with us.
Yes.
They think so too.
Absolutely.
That's probably, you know, them side mind games with you. Yeah, like you just, you're loved in with it.
The Jedi mind
you have to walk out of here bareback. We're going to make a competition, sell your clothes. Or, you know what I mean? The competition is a free
Peach
giveaway.
Nodding.
High focus hoodies, hats, everything you got on your back right now. No? Okay,
and
maybe not.
Oh, well.
Yo, that was wicked, man.
Yes, thank you. Oh, no, we nearly forgot. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
A round of applause. And yes, so keep it locked to FUBAR because we're going to be giving you information of how you can win some cool Verb Team Pitch 92 stuff coming up later on in the show. And we're also going to get into the open mic where let's see if we can iron out some of these technical difficulties and we can get Pitch 92 speaks on the open
right
mic. We've got a gang of MCs ready to come through as well. But I want to play people the title track off of the album though. Should we get into this?
Oh, this is an exclusive. What, you're playing a Good Evening track?
If that's allowed.
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course.
Okay, well, introduce it for us then, because on this you feature Jess and Confucius MC. How'd that come about?
Yeah, well, actually, Jess engineered part of the album. It was started off by Kimo, and he actually moved to Bangkok.
Yeah.
And I didn't get on a plane to go and finish it there, so we... Jest is operating out of that same studio, so he engineered the last part of the album and it was the last session, and him and Confucius were in the lab and we just came up with it one evening, and it came out nice and
nice.
Good evening. It was a fitting finishing point, I think, to the album.
Yeah, well, let's hear it. This is the literally first time that I'm hearing it as well.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
see that the
world
level
exclusive.
Of trust, the level of trust that I have here for Verb T and Pitch. I'm prepared to play something that I ain't even heard yet.
Wow. Okay. Well, then I want.
I thought she was
going to
say they gave me the track early and I didn't leak
it.
I thought she was going to say they gave me the track early. They trusted me enough that I wouldn't leak it. But she's all about, yo, I trust these two.
I got it. I'm playing it. Hope it's not crap.
I don't know what it's like, but guess what? I'm going to do this for them. You know, just remember.
I'm making you guys
for you. For them. Come, let's go into it. We got an open mic coming up straight after.
stay seeing what I'm seeing. Don't believe what I believe in. On comprehension couldn't even. So I bid you all good evening. Just stay seeing what I'm seeing. Don't believe what I believe in. Comprehend you couldn't even.
Yo.
So I bid you all
good evening.
I couldn't
give two shits about who's rich. I need music to untie the noose with. Caught up in this loose grip with brothers to a loose lip shit. Like you should do this. They ain't doing nothing but slip. Does the shoe fit? I'm on my own tip like loose slip. The South London native who spit was too slick. These brothers bad and grip your eyes there with a toothpick. Keep it real, but round here we only have what the truth is. I'm what it is in loud pages from sci-fi novels that make predictions. Planet of the apes living dominant or in the cage prison. The stars speak, it's the age switching. Look close, you see the flame flickering. Watch the dark too long, cause see your name written. But me, I'd rather play the game living. Stay wise, maintain vision. Signing off live from Great Britain.
Yo, live from Manchester, Stardog Connections. Peter K. Rain and Da Vinci Code Breakfast. I'll be at the jukebox if Indigo's restless. While I'm wrestling with my innermost questions. Crying out for answers, looking for direction. Robert Johnson up on that crooked intersection. The devil is right here, hiding in plain sight. God played the lead, but tonight she got stage fright. Drinking in the green room, look at what we've been through. You've been trying to tell us, but we wouldn't believe you. Fuck the plutonomy, labeled us precariat. The life for the proletariat is so precarious. Walking on the tightrope, grew up in the circus. Draw the short straw, now you gotta work the circuit. Trying to charm a serpent, should've tamed the lion first. 5th of November verse, letting off these fireworks.
Live from the balcony, staring at the sea view. Feeling like life thus far has been a preview. Replaying highlights, all in the mix now. Was looking for a high while trying to hold it down. Feeling like I only waste time when I sit down. Life takes so many turns when it twists round. But how could I not? How could I stop when I see the sun setting and I'm down to ride off? Night is on my mind, on a quest, struggling to find the words. I'm juggling with fireworks, born in a pool of blood, slumped in a pile of dirt. Every moment in between, see us trying to work. Future looking retro, sounding like an echo. Jumping in the van with the fam, we said, let's go. Let's go. Sounding like a mixtape intro to paradise. Memories flicker in the candlelight.
You just stay seeing what I'm seeing. Don't believe what I believe in. Comprehend you couldn't even. So I bid you all good evening. Just stay seeing what I'm seeing. Don't believe what I believe in. Comprehend you couldn't even. So I bid you all good evening.
We went to another party yesterday, courtesy of Glenmorangie Whiskey. We were probably the most interesting people there.
Okay. Well, you definitely were. You got a photo in the paper.
I got added to the...
I saw that.
It's so funny, though, because everyone gets this frame for their photo. Nice squared-off photo.
Yeah.
And it's just me added in, making it like a fucking scrapbook.
Right on the end as well. So, if you want, you could tear that bit of the paper out.
Yeah. In like little brackets, says, this photo is also available without Michael Payne. That even standard, wow. For real. Diversity quotas for the win, yeah.
Every Wednesday,
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated,
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Again, conscience left, disappeared without a trace. Bones of metal twist, they shudder from the sound it makes. If I die, please shoot my ashes into outer space. Replace this heart with a metal pump, please. Spark wires and fire me up with a jump lead. Replace this brain with with a motherboard, delete the memories so I don't suffer more. I don't wanna see the pain, I don't wanna breathe again. Speaking in code, check the bleeps and the tones. Lies get exposed, so speak what you know. You reap what you sow, then you eat what you grow. A brand new heart made of steel and it's cold. With this armor I build that is keeping me whole. I'm a cyborg like your sci-fi story set. I don't really wanna feel now, this is for the best. It's understandable, living so mechanical. Built by a company and they branded you. Now you do what you're programmed to do. Then we gain control but we don't have a clue. It's understandable, living so mechanical. Built by a company and they branded you. Now you do what you're programmed to do. Then we gain control but we don't have a clue. Anger got me flying off the handle once more. Now I'm just trying to get control of one thought. How did I get back here without noticing? People near me all talk poison on some cobra shit. I juggle with the choices, struggle with the voices in my head. Now which makes the most sense? Not so blessed, some think they'll blow next. But their talk's not really new to an old head. Alarm bells ringing like code red. When they try to interfere, take over the process. A parasite feeding off your energy. You trying to keep the balance in the way that it was meant to be. We don't want to be laying with the enemy. We take control and create independently. Stress will have you up, turning in your sleep. So would I be better off to just work like a machine? It's understandable, living so mechanical. Built by a company and they branded you. Now you do what you're programmed to do. Then we gain control but we don't have a clue. It's understandable, living so mechanical. Built by a company and they branded you. Now you do what you're programmed to do. Then we gain control but we don't have a clue. But we don't have a clue.
I think artificial intelligence will be coming, but I think it's going to take 50, perhaps maybe 100 years before humans wind up in a zoo and our robot creations throw peanuts at us behind bars and make us dance like we do with zoo animals.
It's a bit too real. Yeah, that's a track taken off of the brand new album from Verb T and Pitch 92. Good evening. That track is called Mechanical. And we have Pitch 92 and Verb T live in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Lovely. Oi,
we're
here.
Having the right names up in here, mate. We've got real clappers, mate. Right, I'll tell you what, mate. Down the old Kent Road, mate. Turn left that round, right. He's back and behind it, mate. All right, let's do this. We ain't even got that much time, man. But Pitch, as he's pitching in. You see what I did there? I should do this professionally now. He's pitching in a beat. Because only Sarah's laughing at my joke. That's how you know I'm a real
That's
comedian.
That's how you know it's bad. It was just me laughing.
So he's pitching in a beat for the MCs. The MCs we've got today, alongside Verb T... We got, who we got? Plain and Simple, what are you saying?
Plain and Simple.
We got who?
Jack Mythos.
Mythos. Who we got? Say your names.
Charles Edison.
Charles Edison and...
Jack Charles.
Yeah, that's right. So we got two Jacks, Simple and Plain, one Verbs, and Charles. See
We've had
there?
A lot of Jacks on the show, on the open mic. We could do a special open mic just with Jack people.
We don't mind Jacks, you know what I mean? Especially the triple D.
Faking Jacks.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's get into this open mic. Pitch.
Sorry.
What beat you got? Uh-oh. Oh. All right, can you lot hear the beat? Because everyone hears the beat in their headphones. It's you can't hear it in your headphones. The hell's going on here?
Check. Yo. Keeping our composure isn't easy when we overheat. No relief, but the same traps stay open, so don't repeat the mistakes from the past. Revolving doors spinning at 100 miles an hour, blown by a storm. Your best friends can't take the drama. Time to reevaluate and reshape your armor. So what the fuck do you think will happen when you play with lava? They're checkmated at the table trying to play the master.
Those basic.
And now they play the master. No honor, that gets no respect. Don't bother. You corny actor, you ain't winning no Oscar. They're trying to wash their dirty dishes in the soap opera. Snatch from your fam's dinner plate. Incriminate all those around you, so don't slip away when that screech pull up beside you. Ain't saved by Nobel Prize winning story that they won't tell.
Measure for measure, I can battle you fellas. Feather containers are getting buried like Sumerian treasures, or bear it down. In the even in the James Brown, feeling wild. Prophylactic method endeavour to stop this clown breeding high. Grade you can't, teaching Belgrade the heart bleeding. Sympathy for all of ye still seeking solace after slobber down. It's teaching us to heed the meek bleeding while gasping for hands until they cease breathing. Scheming another life, grieving another level for Velahel upon the earth, location at birth. Decides whether God's sons or whether you're dirt, so what must give? Jesus lie? Does that increase worth? No. Killing indigenous pillagers, proliferate integers of a billion buried innocent villages, killing children. Well, I'm killing the rhythm, so I guess the screams inside my head are from the crowd that's not listening.
Yo, look. Blunt rapper, cheddar and a can of Stella. The syllabus for a syllable spitting rap professor. The clap expector, gum finger and brat collector. Slapping hats off a bus pass inspectors after lectures. So pay me money like a hash dispenser. Never been one to take offence like a bad director. Look in the mirror and swear that I'm a handsome fella. Plus my kidnapper fucking told me in a ransom letter. This man's a mentalist, better put our hands together and pray for plane like a panic jet setter. Hoping to God that he doesn't crash in terror due to cabin pressure. Man, this man's a leather, better watch it, yo.
I see you ain't doing the last four bars for you. I ain't nothing for you, you know what I mean? Charles Edison,
I keep this as an art form, making shit you can't fool. Putting on my own stamp, treat it like a passport. Never what you ask for, probably what you need though. Holding court with me, that's like a baby taking free throws. Believe those growing rumours, I'm a beast. Well, you could take my word. You could take my word, I make absurd feel tedious. Yeah, the beat's still genius. It's not a game unless we're playing it for keeps. It's like I came all on your sheets the way you slept on my release. And now you're waking up to see I doubled on the price, tripled on the skill and had to kill off Mr. Nice. I'm still an addict, I'm just focused on the music now. Different connotations when I say I'm using now. So if I'm buzzing and I tell you that I'm on it, it's cause I just sent a zip over to chemo for the polish.
Yo, I'm perverse, reanimated with death rake. You're ugly at the end of a man's sex tape. When the next place in a living place in unsteady state, I've run a massive trap for the Babylon 5-day computer. Traveling computers like Asimov's futures unlocked in spate of delusion. Put it's their confusion like walking. Like walking blindfolded on a bed of nails. It looked as arbitrary with the sounds of kind of sucking in a state of vibrance. Deletion of superheroes protect the future. Rappers are reducer. You turn to stone like Medusa. The gifts of Lex Luthor. Taking revenge on Superman. I turn the sun red, leave you powerless. Performing acts of cowardice. You lack valor. Valor like Mon-El. The Dax in mind, my raps are tight. Tight and fast like Wally West. Bayana fast as people. You got a recall. So transfer deep form. Deep thoughts, total recall. The memories are in your head. You're gonna be behaved instead and put your head on the guillotine. You're still as mean. I'm killing fiends like crack does in heroin. You never win, you're gonna never swim. Like Aquaman in a parallel universe, bizarro world, the world we live in. From Margate, like writers and words with when a burst lives and disperses. Rappers are writing in cursive, cause I'm a posh rapper. Smack you back up the statue like Hank Man, like Ant-Man when he became Goliath. Put you in the state of primus like Leona's wild ride. The gopher boy, tales from South Park, Woody Allen. In Milan, Mercedes is bowing to Wes Anderson, David Lynch movies entwined to my mind. And part of the rhyme, a chance of a star, and trance, and a rhyme, rappers are delayed. Could do rhyme, hip hop, we could get crisscross. Hip hop, honestly, yo, you're fucking depressed, angry like Morrissey when he goes to McDonald's. Your rappers are hostile. Who wants to rap next? Someone, I'm about to run out of words.
A virgin birth, Birdie's a product of osmosis. In reality, she's been copping nosh off Moses. Blue Stila, Tigra, Ferrari, my three worst posers. Along came on Holly, that's still a partly. Spill tacky traces, crafting faces, carved command, the sparks depart while racing. The plastic phonies, my roller homies, pairs you know to reach my voicemail. Levied cronies, fortune costume, shrapnel tasked with basking in the ambulance. Resume your wailing, don't be sick and cast. Your fate in gargoyle hippos, skip to missing true for Serengeti strength moves. The universal pet and zoo, which beast are you? Which beast are you? Are you the flesh between the teeth you chew? Which beast are you? Which beast are you? Are you the sparkly flesh between the rotten teeth that chew a firefly? Pitching in the sight.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Pitch 92 beats.
Pitch 92
on the beat. And yo, my thoughts crystallize and turn into chips of meteor that float around the left and right hemisphere. You only need to find your focus, then the rest is clear. So when you need your inspiration, does it just appear? Do you need to work for that? You miss your chance, circle back, can't have it all at once. Over time, we're learning that the smell of success was hanging in the air again. I fear the mess I made before. Fuck who you cater for, barking like Gordon Ramsay. Told to call a taxi. Wannabe stars audition in the backseat. Nice wrist action, you deserve a Rolex. A one-man protest was buzzing off for old meds. He was met by a lady with a plane ticket who appeared to him through a cloud in a strange vision and told him he was hate driven and ego driven, but he won't listen and so we stay slipping. Yeah, we know that everybody played a game different. Some just watching and they only commentate. Listen, you know the voice, narcolepsy poster boy looking like he wanna die, but inside I'm overjoyed. I'm still trying to remember what I need to know, but I can't help slipping when I see the slope. Mind is in too many places at the same time, muddled up like the grape
Vine had a bait line. Your bait lines are getting no reception. My phone is ringing off the hook. I'm about to go pretentious. Look, no pretenders, no false agendas. But your slow attention spans I won't mention. Cause they won't remember. This is an adventure. We drifting, getting messed up. And then we looking for that serotonin to stabilize. Got my mind on this very moment.
My world, they revolve around me. This whole town, from down in Greenwich to Bounds Green. I found peace from the knowledge I'm a prick. Asshole slinging shit with the promise it'll stick. Allergic to pleasantries. I'd rather cause a scene in the mezzanine level of your tenancy. I never said that I would leave peacefully. Chat about the cash is always bringing out the beast in me. Pay dues? Nah, fake news. Still a spring in my step. 10 years, same shoes, same dude. Way too stubborn for a compromise. Always on the rise, keep it buzzing like a box of flyers. So it's no surprise I've been recruited by a group of superhumans deluded for doing music. And I can prove it. Listen to my discography and give me some advice so I can tell you not to bother me.
Plain, we wanna hear your story. The good, the bad, the ugly, from the guts to the glory. I'm like, if you really wanna get to know me, buy my album and help out a homie. If not, shut up or roll up and let's get down to smoking. Cause other than that, we got nothing in common. I'm not your cousin, and for what it's worth, you probably prefer that I wasn't. Cause I just rap till you collapse from all these words in abundance. Cause I've got a problem. Honestly, it's worse than you wondered. I'm such a rapaholic. It's contagious and it's toxic and it has me bugging. If I don't rap or get my fix, I'll need an exorcist that knows what a metronome is. Cause my flow is off the hook like a hung up telephone is. My addiction is so controlling. I spit till I'm overdosing and rinsing my style. I play beats so much I burn holes into digital files. I'm sick in denial, I know this, I'm admitting it now. I need medicating and eradicating of any trace of rhythm that's found. I need a prescription that bounds my limits of exhibiting sound. You need to restrain me or refrain me by pinning me down. It's literally killing me physically.
Plain and simple right there, boy. Jesus. We got Charles Edison, you know what I mean? What are you saying, bro? You got something there,
yes,
for us?
Yes, of course. Edgar Allan Poe, what would the gallows weave? You try and bow, but you bound yourself to parody. It's a catastrophe, an anomaly, honestly. Recipes prodigy, but I'm weeping havoc like Anna Summer, brother of Cyclops, and my mind rots. The X Factor, not the pop show. The place that makes me rock flows like your powers of Wolverine. Your fools are cleaner, diminished. You rappers, you know, got starting English. You're gonna rap people like cunning linguists. The album's not my favorite thing. Speaking of words, it's a brainless ting. A brainless ting, which is your rap's flow. It makes your brains run and fall out onto the floor of no rapport. With blood and gore, blood and gory, it's mandatory. You rappers bore me. Like math class. See, I can rap fast. So I can rap as fast as possible. Just honestly, bottles can fall to a chemical tip. I'm not even saying any words that make any sense. But still, times are present because he's busy to make things really fast. But I could rap some sort of compared to rhyme dopest. See, everyone's trying to bow me. See, that's all gonna happen. Like a gig sound with high focus. I'm a choke this. Flying locust, not instrumental. But it's influential when it's intermental. See, I used to be into metal, but I got no more faith. The mastodon I ride and describe when I'm described in disguise when a hang glider. The futures of Gifford Simac, everything's whack and is blowing my eyes out. I'm lost in time like Philip J. Fry. I'm gonna decay minds when I pray. Pray rice, I'm praying to Satan, causing Luciferian hallucinations. I travel through heaven like the gospel of Judas. Your prodigal's abusers, the gospel is useless. I'm a recruit this. Sometimes I hear people rappers, God, shock up my mucus. But not these people.
We say
not these people.
Well, the bass in my being sick, the bass plays headaches. Grusimatage, J, Dilliliminless, she chased. Radiation, decay on beta, nina. Now, we're alarm warning, cause Fukushima has been armed. Worry on our minds, worry for the world. Worry boys and girls living their half-lives in atomic time. Fissures inter, mission Pacific, piss in position. Down the drain, no concern, skin burn when that shit rain. An existential arborist embarking on a harvest. The saga continues, now scratch that, it's an arsonist. These prescient party kids born bubonic bar. Forbidden signal picture beginners painting the pillage path.
Hey, Jack, yeah. Charles right there.
Verb T.
What you saying, bro?
On the beat, on the beat.
Bitch is lacing us with some flavors here, boy.
In there.
Yeah, you made your bed, you lying in it. See, we adapt to our environment. But all I really want to do is survive in it. See, they don't really know you, but they're prying into your business. That's why you're hiding it. What is this? See, them boys and ivy chicks are looking killer with that lipstick. So fellas, better watch where you put your dipsticks. But ladies, if your guy's coming home looking like 7 nights worth of raving, better tell him start behaving now. You're having full-scale rows in a bunch of places and ripping strips off and screaming in each other's faces. You may be standing
been drunk in the back lot, maybe by the roadside, looking and the cab's gone. Shit, now that's all that you can think about, cause things haven't been the same since they ain't been around. You're thinking about the funny things that we do for love, now you're trying to find the right word so you can make it up. See, now the other person got you feeling this crazy, your memories before them seeming a bit hazy, and now you wanna make them part of the family. You singing Method and Mary, or maybe Marvin and Tammy, and it's the same throughout history, regardless of where you live. See, what good is an empire with nobody to share it with? So if you feel that real love, then take care of it, and yeah, if somebody tell you that is wrong, then beware of them.
Woo! Love it there.
What you lot saying? Pitch, what you lot saying about these beats? You feeling it? This is like live and
I'm
direct here,
it,
boy. We don't usually get it like this, you know what I mean?
And props to all you guys.
Yeah, Charles Edison.
Yeah.
You feeling this tempo here?
Yes.
You feeling the vibe? Give us something, man. What you got, bruh?
Woo!
This is the hip hop show, mother lovers, right here on FUBAR Radio. You know what I mean? Sarah Love, Mice, Diggy, Charles Edison. What you saying, bruh?
Yo. Look, it's days like this, I wanna live forever. Give a shit for the better, like Mr. Guevara. I wanna say Buonasera to mediocrity, with Louis V and Prima Donna dollars like a soccer team. On my Socrates, questioning philosophy. I just want all my problems to get up off of me. But it's like I gotta live day to day, cause I don't really know where I'm getting all my wage.
Damn, that's right, boy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yo, plain and simple. What you got, bro? You like this beat?
Yeah, man.
You know you like this beat. What you got? What you got?
Let's get into it. My flow is introductions. Ooh. I'm not into them ready until I switch with it. So let me come back one more time and hit a quick lyric. FUBAR going in. Pitchy's gonna swift with it. I'm not into those, I'm introductions. I'm not into those. I just switch it up and kick it with 100 different flows and show you how I kick it with this sickest flow. Look, introductions, I'm not into those. So everybody knows I'm switching up the flows. I said the same thing 6 times before it goes, then it comes back. Watch how I do it, I go again, yo. Cause Verb T's going in on the beat. No, that's pitch, I got it the wrong way round, cause I'm blazing. I'm so high that I can't even see my own face, and it's amazing. Everybody's looking around the station. How's he gonna switch it up? How's he gonna spit it rough? Hit it tough until he hits him up with 100 lyrics, bruv. That's how I do it till I kick it up. I'll switch it on to Jack or Charles or Dave or John, whichever one.
Enid Blyton doesn't open wide. Fiver facing broken skies. Mr. Freeze is frozen wife, appreciating ocean's rise. Nine the town centre, rusty coves, illuminated by dusty moats. Business of me, refuting me of hags' purchase. With bound and gang servants, devoured by ironclad serpents. And never meant to be a bad person. It's the apocalypse. Enacting soap opera skin. We're standing atop the monolith, but the apes are becoming, but the men are becoming apes again. You gotta make a friend and bathe in descent, bathe in blood, rivers of blood. Becomes confirmed by conservative scriptures. When I'm gonna kick you like tribal quest, you better flex, you better manifest like Green Lantern's, like Green Lantern's ring, controlled by real power. You're gonna grow all sour, like sweeties that burn your mouth. I'ma burn you up, and I burn you up for your house. And my gangster friends, rappers are gonna break you up in a sense.
Oh,
see,
dear.
See, I'm not poorly. See, I'm a nerd. They get other people to do it for me.
Uh oh, don't worry, my right rhymes are right checks.
Rhymes, you wanna finish this off? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got something.
Seal the deal.
Alright, look. Verb T, pitch, look, yo. At times I feel it's hopeless, at times I'm feeling bogus. Need to know this ain't the way I float, like a paper plane. I hope through the years to pass I can stay the same. Changing lanes, down in cups, I'm like, yup, same again. Swimming in a circle, missing my curfew while my aura's flickering purple. Living eternal light, or try to smiling while I list my virtues. It's me again, I flee the rain, I'm pleased to say I slayed the beast and saved the queen. A great relief, a hero since the way routine. A place the green between the sheets, like lovers feeling deep and sounding shallow. Speaker found the ammo, target and the camo. Now I got the direction, took advice from those I trust. I'm hoping that it's not deception. I got to testing out my limits. Need to settle down and live it in a different way. The risk you take to kill the rush can feel. Yeah, you ain't nearly healing up. But wait, what's that sound of your pitch? Can you heal it up? What's that sound?
I'm very mad at the last little stumble, but
loving it. Great, that was the open mic with Pitch 92 there. Live on the beat there, straight out of the machine.
And all you producers, if you want to get your beats up on here, send us full 1 minute snippets to hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. MCs, you should know by now what to do. hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. DJ Sarah Love, what you got for us?
I've got lots of fast talking. Thank you so much for coming through to the show earlier. We were speaking to Tyler Daly of Children of Zeus. Verb T, Pitch 92. The album is dropping this Friday. Good evening. Go pick that up on High Focus. Yeah. Right.
Shout out to Charles Edison, Jack Charles, Jack Mythos.
Yes.
Mytho or Mythos?
Mythos.
Shout out to Plain Mythos and Simple. We appreciate you mother lovers coming through.
Yes, and we're tweeting all of your links. Shout out to everybody in the studio. Make sure you do join us next Monday, 4 p.m.
Make sure you do join us. Do join us, okay?
Join us.
Because sometimes when you sit back and listen to the thing, you realize that this thing is not as bad as you think, you know? All we want is unity. It's like the kenke with the palm nut soup, you know? When you get the kenke, you dip it in the palm nut soup. This is unity.
Thank you for joining us. Up next on Fubar, you've got Payne and Sylvester. Thank you so much, all the MCs and the players.
Let's go.
Come, we've got to show our solidarity here.
Solidarity right here. Unity.
Pitches enthusiasm.
Yeah, I don't even know, Jack. You're asking way too deep questions there, bro. Just put your hands up and old school dab just like it. You know what I mean? Plain and simple. That ain't like you're too cool for this shit, bro. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, he's doing the double time. He's doing the double time.
You doing double time. All right, there you go.
A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity.